Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's inhabited basically
by blacks.
Okay. Are there names for these places that an outsider might not recognize? You know, a person who is not from Atlanta. Are there names for these places that an outsider might not recognize?
Yeah, well, like Pittsburgh, I mean, Fort Worth, outsider would recognize it.
All right, do any of these neighborhoods that we talked about so far, that you talked about, have their own financial section or shopping district?
There are some shopping areas, but they are of a smaller type. They have some supermarkets.
All right, now would you name some specific areas where, you know, people might go?
Yeah, they might go to, well, they have in Adamsville, they have a pretty fast shopping center.
All right, what about another area that blacks tend to have businesses and a lot of blacks are in that particular area?
Well, the West Bend, in the downtown area?
Yeah.
Well, you have quite a few black businesses in downtown area now, in the heart of Atlanta.
Well, there's one specific one that black use, and there are a number of blacks down there, and a number of blacks tend to go down there for, you know, trade or what have you. You know what I have reference to?
Auburn Avenue section.
Okay. Now, where do the rest of the rich people live? Where do the rich people live for the most part?
For the most part, in Buckhead.
All right. Buckhead, are there any blacks in Buckhead?
There are a few.
There are?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do most of the other people live, your middle class?
Excuse me, but you see, in Buckhead, there were blacks that have been living out there for years and years and years and years, although they didn't live in the type of houses that the rich whites lived in, but they were living out there.
Mm-hmm. See, you know that there's one particular area where they live. You know what that street is called? Out there, it's a dead-end street that they live on.
In Buckhead?
Yeah.
Arden Road?
I don't know what it's Arden Road.
Well, you see, Arden Road is a place where a lot of blacks used to live, and there's a church that remains there now that was given to them by can't think of the name of the preacher now, but they could never move it.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, old Plunkettown Red, Piano Red, used to live out in Buckhead years ago.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the well-known places around here, especially within the city park? I mean, city limits. The well-known places around here. You know, it's basically, you know, people visit or everybody knows about who lives around here.
Well, you
within
are
within the city limits.
Well, we have the stadium, the Omni, the Civic Center, the old city auditorium as a landmark, and
what about parks?
Well, we have the Piedmont Park, which was in the heart of the white district. And we had the Washington Park, an old park that was in the northwest section. And the black district had Pittman Park, that was out in Pittsburgh. And let's see.
All right, do the parks have special names that an outsider would not recognize?
I think so.
Such as, do you have any specific names